chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man cried and answered unto him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. That's reading 9 verses out of John chapter 5 today. And I want you to notice with us here, get your mind, your thoughts about where it's at, the pool of Bethesda, where there was needy people there. And I want to notice several things about this this evening. Several things about this. Now, if you'll notice, as we read there, it tells where it's at, who was there. And Jesus, of course, was the main one that was there. And he was there for a purpose. He knew exactly what he was doing. He went to the right place at the right time to find this man that would respond to him when he came to him. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, it was a special day in verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. It was a special day. Of course, it was the Sabbath day. It was a day where God's people usually met together and they worshiped the Lord. And so it was a special day. It was a time where people came together in the meeting place and the temple, and they came to worship, and they came for a purpose. But it was a special day. I want you to think about this man. He'd been in that town for 38 years. I don't know if that's how old he was, but 38 years he'd had that infirmity, and he had come all the time down to the pool because of the moving of the water. They would respond to that by stepping into it and being made whole. But the Bible said this man no doubt came many times. And somebody would say, Where are you going? Where are they carrying you today? He said, Well, I'm going down to the pool. I'm going down to the pool of Bethesda because there maybe I can find some help. And so it was a special day. It was a Sabbath day when the Lord came to that place on that day. A special day. I'm telling you, the Feast of Jerusalem out on the Sabbath day. It's a special day. And when you met the Lord, I want to say this, it was a special day for you also. When I met the Lord, it was a special day for me. Now, of course, the day that I was saved was not on Sunday. It was not on Saturday, the Sabbath. It was probably Thursday, the day that I was saved. But it was a special day because the Lord came by where that I was at. And so we found there's a special day. Now, think about this man. He'd been coming all, know that. What are you hanging around the pool for? Why are you here a time after time, all these years, and you haven't received any help? Well, perchance that the Lord would come by his way and something would happen that he could find deliverance from what that he stood in need of. Well, now you've got to be aware of your own sinful situation to find any help from the Lord. You've got to know your own condition. You've got to admit to God that you're a sinner and that you need a Savior, and you've got to put forth that effort to respond to the Lord when he calls you and when he convicts you of your sins. But it's a special day for this man. It was a Sabbath day. And then notice, secondly, it was a special place. The pool of Bethesda. It was a pool of Bethesda. It was a special place for this man. Well, you see, it was a place of divine intervention where God intervened in his life, where that God can intervene in anyone's life that will respond to the Lord Jesus and respond to the Holy Spirit. It was a special place, a place of divine intervention. And so, no doubt, the friends and the family have no doubt many times would say, go down to the pool, go to the pool, find you some help down there, find some help. And so continually, all these years, this man was searching for something that he did not have. He was something in his life that was missing. There was the infirmity that he had, but it was also a sinful situation in this man's life also. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. It was a special place, and it was a place where the Lord Jesus would show up. And so there's a place in your life. There was a place in my life that became a place that where the Lord came by, and the Lord showed me what I needed in my life, and Jesus became my Savior and my Lord. So there's a special place. And we think a lot of times we come to church time after time. We don't think too much about it, you know, many times. And people going back and forth down the road while church is going on, they don't think too much about the house of God. But I'm telling you, there's a special place where God chose to meet together with His people. And He's doing the same thing today. God's people meet together. They worship God. And they point sinners to the Savior. And every once in a while, an old sinner will come in and they'll respond to the Word of God and the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. They're at the right place at the right time, and the right person is there, and His name is Jesus. Of course, He manifests Himself in the house of God in many ways, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, manifesting the need for a Savior to sinners, and then, of course, dealing with those hearts as they come in. And so it was a special place, a place where the family say, "Why don't you go down to the pool today? Why don't you go down there and maybe get some help?" And continually, no doubt, he had the advice of where that he should be going to find some help. How many times has somebody come by your way, or when did they come by your way before you got saved, and say, "Why don't you go to church with us? Why don't you get right with God? Why don't you get saved by God's grace?" And they prayed for you, they witnessed to you, and they tried to get you to come to Christ. I'm telling you, brother, the same thing, it needs to be done today. We need to get out and find those that are unsaved, without a Savior. Be aware of the situation. Be aware of the place that you're in. You're in contact with people every day. Be aware of their proximity to you to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it was a special place, amen, a place where folks knew there could be some help at. The family knew he could get some help there. Their friends knew that he'd get some help there. And when they came, and when he came to that place and they left him there, listen, he every time the water was troubled, he tried to get down to the pool, but he just couldn't make it in time. Somebody else stepped ahead of him. And for all those years, the disappointment, time after time, would come upon him. But there came a day, he is in the right place at the right time. Jesus showed up, amen? And so listen, it was a special day. It was a special place. And thirdly, it was a special people there. Well, the Bible said in verses 3, in the five porches there. Well, the Pool of Bethesda had five porches, the number of grace. Boy, I'm glad grace is real, amen. Every sinner that comes to God experiences the grace of God. Had the five porches. And in verse 3 said, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Now here he is, there's a special people that place. You say, "Preacher, wait a minute. You're talking about blind folks. You're talking about halt. You're talking about withered. And you're talking about those that are helpless." Yeah, that's special people, amen. And did you know that's the very one that Jesus came to die for? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Those that don't have a Savior are special to the Lord. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He came to seek us. He came to save us. And brother, you today that are unsaved, you're special to the Lord. He's aware of what you are, where you are, and what you stand in need of. And He's there for you today. You see there, the special people was blind. They could not see. And they were blind. They could not see. And they were halt. They could not walk. They were withered. They could not work. I mean, there's those that had something that they couldn't find at the doctor's office. Only divine intervention would help them in their situation. As a sinner today, only God can help your condition today through divine intervention. Well, you say, well, I can be a good neighbor. I can be a good father, a good mother, a good child. I can be a good person and I'll go to heaven. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said, ye must be born again. There's got to be divine intervention. You can't do enough good works to get to heaven. You can't be a good enough person to get there. There's got to be divine intervention in your life today. So there is a special people there, and those that the world didn't think anything of, and those that didn't pay any attention to them. They walked around them. They avoided them. They wouldn't speak to them because of their condition. And there, in those days especially, they were outcasts because of their condition. But oh, I'm going to tell you, one day Jesus came that way, and that's the kind of folk that he's looking for. Those that can't walk, those that can't work, those that can't do anything for themselves, they're the ones the Lord is looking for. They cannot do it, but the Lord can. And so listen, they were waiting, the Bible said, they were waiting. They cannot help themselves. They were waiting for the moving of the water because they could not do what needed to be done to get the deliverance that they needed. Only God could give that. And brother, listen, then Jesus walked up, praise God, for the precious Lamb of God. And the Bible said it was not only a special people there, and there was a special happening there, and the troubling of the waters, and all the troubled waters. That's right, the troubled waters. And listen, I'm going to tell you today, and if you're not a Christian, your waters are troubled, and there's something going on in your life that you need a Savior for. You know you need to be saved. You know you need to get born again. You know there's something wrong in your life today. There's troubled waters in your soul today. And even if you're saved and you're not living for the Lord, I'm going to tell you there's troublesome waters in your life today. It's a place, and I think it was happening, the troubled waters. And you better be glad that your water gets troubled by the Holy Ghost of God. And because if you didn't get troubled by the Lord and you didn't get troubled by the Spirit of God, you go on rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, I'm glad today there is an awakening by the Spirit of God. And those that come to him, he said, in no wise cast them out. And this man couldn't find any help from himself. He couldn't find any help from his friends. He couldn't find any help from his neighbors. But he found some help from Jesus. Amen. It was a troubled place, a troublesome water place. And do you remember when you was in that place of trouble, when God arrested your heart, and God began to trouble your soul, and you couldn't go to sleep at night, and you was afraid to go to sleep, you was afraid to drive down the road, afraid something would happen to you. You thought constantly about your condition before the Lord, and you knew that you was lost without God. It was a troublesome waters for you, and only God can take care of that thing in your life today. Only God can calm the troubled waters. What is needed in that situation is for the Lord Jesus to step out and say, peace be still. And that's the only way you could ever get peace is by divine intervention. You must be born again. You've got to be right with God. Only they're going to get some rest and some help is to turn your heart to the Lord Jesus and let him help you. It's troublesome waters in that place. That's the reason sometimes when you go to the house of God and you go there because somebody invited you to come, and your neighbor, your friend, and you go to the house of God, and you go there, and you begin to get troubled. You begin to get troubled because of what the preacher is saying, and maybe a song is being sung, and that's exalting the Savior, and you begin to get troubled. The Holy Ghost of God begins to trouble in that heart, and you begin to tremble, and you begin to realize that there's something that you need there that you couldn't find. find anywhere else. You bet on the world, you looked around, you've experimented with everything else in this life. You've tried the drugs, you've tried the sin, you've tried the perversion, you've tried everything in this world, and you've not found any help. You've tried to be a better person, you've tried to turn over a new leaf, but you didn't find any help. It was troublesome waters in your house and in your place that day, but I'm telling you, there was a special happening here that began to happen at those troubled waters. And there was special intervention. The Bible said in the last part of verse 4, look what it said, for an angel went down to the certain season into the pool and troubled the waters. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. A divine intervention. You are made whole by the Lord. Listen, only God can save a sin-sick soul. And that soul that's lost without God, only God can save your soul. And only God can turn over in your life something new that you need to be saved. Only God can do that. And brother, listen, a divine intervention happening comes in that divine intervention. And notice, first of all, the Bible said in verse 5, and that a certain man was there. Oh, my friend, listen. Have you met with a certain man today? You met with a certain man that God was looking for. And today, when that certain man meets the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's something can take place that would change your life forever, and you can turn your heart and your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, a certain man was there. And that, listen, this man was a lost man. This man was unsaved. This man was without God and without Christ of the world, alien from the commonwealth of Israel and a stranger from the covenants of promise. And he was there. A certain man was there. And the back cause of that, because that man was there, and my friend, something began to happen. And you say, how long does it take to get saved? Just long enough for say, God, God to say, I forgive you, amen, and then save you by the grace of an almighty God. When I got saved, the night that I got saved, it didn't take 6 months for me to get saved. I didn't get saved, my friend, in an increment of measures. I didn't just get a little today and a little tomorrow, that I got birthed into the family of God by the Spirit of God and became a child of God. There instant I believed, and the Holy Ghost moved in and took his abode up in my soul, and been saved ever since. Amen. And divine intervention. Only God can do that. This certain man was that. You become that certain person. God loves you. And God loves you. And Jesus came to see you. He came to save you. He came to help you to get rid of your sins. He came to help you get rid of that sinful life that you're living in. He came to help you. You're the person that he's looking for. You're the person that he's seeking. You're the person that he wants to get to respond to his invitation. Will you be made whole? You're that divine person. You're that person today, that certain man. And then there was a sound conversion. Amen. I thank God for the sound conversion. And this man, listen, look in verses 6. The Bible said, when Jesus saw him lie, I mean, he was laying there. He couldn't move. And if he could, just barely a little at a time, he saw him lying there and said unto him, and the Bible said, and knew what they had been now a long time in that case. Listen, first of all, he was seen by the Savior. Amen. Don't you think you can get away from God? Don't you think you cannot be seen by the Savior? He was seen by the Savior. Jesus saw him lying there. He saw him. Listen, God is aware of who you are and what you need, and he can save you if you'll just let him come into your heart and life. And so there was he was seen by the Savior, and then he was perceived by the Savior. Notice what he said then in the next part of that verse, when he saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case. He knew, he perceived the need that was in his life. And some of you would say, oh, and you just don't know what I've done. I do not know, neither do I want to know, that God already knows what you are and what you've done and how long you've been in that condition, and he came to save you in spite of yourself. Amen. He wants to save you. Amen. There's a certain man. And so a sound conversion took place in this man's life, had perceived by the Savior and then experienced by the man. There was an experience. This man experienced a sound conversion. Praise God. Listen, I'm going to tell you, brother, how when a person gets saved, and those that's around him, thanks God for him being saved. Amen. And praise God. The Bible said in the last part of that verse 7, the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, and that water is troubled to put me down the pool while I'm coming another step down." And Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." Amen. Leave behind that old life. Leave behind that sin. Leave behind those things that you was laboring to get away from. You can find any help with. Leave those things behind. They're the past. And brother, God has forgotten what you've done when you get saved by the grace of God. Amen. You'll remember it, but God don't. Amen. And so there it is, perceived by the Savior, experienced by the man. And the Bible said immediately, amen. At verse 9, immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day, it was the Sabbath day. He got saved on the Sabbath day, a special day, at a special place, and a special person was there, and his name was Jesus. Let him be made known unto him, showed him his need, perceived who he was and what he could do in his life. And brother, there was no doubt in this man that Jesus could do what needed to be done to deliver him from the state that he was in. Never again to have to be carried down to the pool. Never again to try to crawl to the waters. But my friend, Jesus put in him a living water, the well of life, springing up into everlasting life, because Jesus was in the right place at the right time at the right person. Amen. I'm telling you, there's help for you. If you want to get some help today, Jesus will help you. He certainly will. So listen, there was a sound conversion took place in this man's life. Don't you think his neighbors was glad that he got saved? Amen. I remember years ago, a little lady up in Lafayette, Georgia, that Lafayette, and she got saved. She worked a public job, and she was a tough lady. Amen. And when she got saved, they said even the people on the job was glad, even though they were lost, was glad that she got saved because of what she had been. And I'm telling you, from that day forward, every time the doors open, every time the house of God was there, she was there, and if she couldn't make it, somebody had to pick her up because she got born again. And there's divine intervention that God can change your life. And you say, "Well, I tried it before, preacher." Well, that's all you done is try. You didn't trust Jesus. You got to trust Jesus. You got to let Him in. You got to let the Lord take care of that sinful life. And so there was a sound conversion took place in this man's life. Because the Bible said he took up his bed and walked. I mean, listen, the same day, the same time. And he was cured on the Sabbath day. The special day for him. Don't you know the years to come? This man, every time that he'd get up to testify in church, you know, some people still testify in church, amen. Some people still exalt the Lord in the house of God. Some people want to tell the good things the Lord's done for them that day or that week. And no doubt many times that men would stand up and say, "I want to just tell you about the time when I was laying at the pool and Jesus come my way and saved me and delivered me, and I've been walking ever since and enjoyed every minute of it," amen. There's conversion, a sound conversion. And listen, when you get saved, the Lord knows it. And let me say something else. When you get saved, you'll know it. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You'll know when you get saved. The world will know around you when you get saved. There'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. God is still at the right place. At the right time, He still loves you. He still wants to redeem you. And if you're saved and you're away from God, He still loves you. And He's not thrown you out to the side. You belong to Him. You've got to get things right with Him. God gave you a special scripture in 1 John chapter 1. And chapter, He tells, if any man will confess his sin, He said, "I'll forgive his sin." Now that's, and what you're doing, you're confessing what God already knows. He already knows our sin. We confess it to him. Say, God, I've sinned, and I'm sorry, and repent. And with a godly sorrow, he will forgive our sins. And every one of us has had to experience that in our lifetime since we've been saved. It pays to walk with God. Pays to walk with God. God bless you is our prayer. Until next time.